Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. I've been thinking so much about what we shared yesterday. The love of God is incomprehensible to us because we, no matter how much we may love someone, our love is limited. It's limited in some way, maybe because of we're prone to a particular sin or because we know we have certain faults. We can't make ourselves perfect, but we can love Him more, and that enables us to love others more. And that's what we want. So there are times when we are in suffering, but Paul says in Romans, I consider that the suffering of this present time, those sufferings, are as nothing compared with the glory to be revealed for us. Have you thought about that? Have you really ever thought and pondered what heaven would be like for you and for me? I think about it sometimes. I really ponder it. I look forward to seeing the Lord. I look forward to be able to be greeted by Him. I'll probably dissolve into nothing, but I would be delighted. I'd be more than delighted. I'd be overwhelmed to be received by Him. And faithful servants, that's what we want to be. I've made many mistakes myself, but I know that I love Him, and I want to love Him more. I want to give more of myself to Him. I want to serve Him in whatever way He asks of me. If each of us were doing that together, how much better this world would be. So just take a look at your own life and ask yourself, am I giving to God what belongs to God? Or am I giving Him just this little thing? I remember to give God this. Or do I say, Lord, here's my life. You have my whole life. I have only today that I can count on. I have my life. I love You. I want to follow You. Teach me. Lead me. Guide me. I say that prayer often. I just pray that way very often. Ask Him just for today. Show me and help me. And I try to be attentive just to pause between my activities, just for 5 seconds, even if that's all I have, and just say, Lord, help me to do Your will today. And He will hear you. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are as nothing compared with the glory to be revealed for us. It's good to think about that more. For creation waits with eager expectation the revelation of the children of God. For creation was subject to futility, not of its own accord, but because of the one who subjected it, in hope that creation itself would be set free from slavery to corruption and share in the glorious freedom of the children of God. We know that all creation is groaning in labor pains even until now. And not only that, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit, we also groan within ourselves as we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. The hope that sees for itself is not hope. For who hopes for what one sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait with endurance. I have to remind myself of that many times during the course of a week. I'm getting ready for heaven, I hope. But what would heaven be like? I can't even imagine. I can think of all kinds of things, and I can read all kinds of things, but I can't really imagine what it must be to be with God and to be free and to be at peace and joy and delight. It's good to think about that, that that's what's coming. And thank Him for it even now, and then say, Lord, help me to live more closely. Help me to follow Your ideals, Your commandments, Your word. Help me to follow it more closely in the days to come. And believe me, you pray that way sincerely, God will give it to you. I'm not exaggerating. God will give it to you. You'll get an inspiration, you'll get a thought, you'll get an idea. Something will come to you that will enhance your own spiritual life with God. Ask Him, who hopes for what one sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait with endurance. In other words, we keep doing, we keep asking, we keep searching for him. We keep seeking to serve him and to serve his people. When we do that, God will bless us. God will give you help, insight, according to your own personality, in your own way. God will reach you. He will talk to you. The Lord has done marvels for us, says Psalm 126. He's done marvels for us. When the Lord brought back the captives of Zion, we were like men dreaming. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with rejoicing. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them, and the Lord has done great things for us. We are glad indeed. Restore our fortunes, O Lord. Like the torrents in the southern desert, those that sow in tears shall reap rejoicing. God will not abandon you. Turn to him and ask him for help. He will show you the way. Even if it seems difficult, follow him. Just keep following. Because the scriptures promise us in this psalm, although they go forth weeping, carrying the seed to be sown, meaning it's difficult to plant the seed sometimes, but they shall come back rejoicing, carrying the sheaves, carrying the fruit of their labors, bringing all of that before God. That's what God will do for us. And in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 13, verses 18 to 21, Jesus said, "What is the kingdom of God like? To what can I compare it? It's like a mustard seed. When it was fully grown, it became a large bush, and the birds of the sky dwelt in its branches." And again he said, "To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch of dough was leavened." Brothers and sisters, it's God's work in us that produces the fruit. Even in things that seem worldly, I don't mean sinful, but things that are of this world, if we're doing them for our good and the good of our families and the good of another, God will bless. It's when it's all me, myself, and I, as I call it, the unholy trinity, me, myself, and I, that when we're doing it for that reason, God may withhold in part his plan of blessing because he wants you to get onto the right track. That's what he's after. He wants you to follow him and not be afraid. Follow him with your whole heart. It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch of dough was leavened. So she's got some wheat flour, and then the whole batch is leavened. The whole batch is given life. God, would you put what you have in and ask God, please, Lord, supply what is needed here that I can't do. Ask him for help. Pay attention to him. Include him. You can ask other people for help, absolutely. That's one way in which God works, bringing other people to you. But sometimes he may want to give you something directly. Just always take it to him first. I have this project. I have this exam. I have this meeting. Whatever it may be, ask him. Be here, Lord. Welcome here in our presence. We want you to be with us. And he will give you great, great, great grace. I promise you that. Magnificat magazine. This is by Peter Chrysologus, St. Peter Chrysologus, who lived in the year 450. He was a doctor of the church, and he was the Archbishop of Ravenna, Italy. And he says, "Searching in heaven and on earth, does he find nothing except the grain of mustard seed by which to indicate the full power of the heavenly kingdom? That kingdom is uniquely mighty, blessed with everlasting duration, resplendent in its divinity, spread throughout heaven and expanded over all the earth. Does he force and insert it within the narrow limits of a grain of mustard seed? Is that the complete hope of those who believe? Is that the highest expectation of the faithful? Is that the happiness which the virgins gain by their long struggles for continence? Is that the glory acquired by the shedding of all the blood of the martyrs? Is that what eye has not seen nor ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of a man. Is that what the apostle promises has been prepared through an indescribable mystery for those who love God? Let us not be easily troubled over the Lord's words. For if the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men, this tiniest creature of God is found to be something more magnificent than all the greatness of the world. Oh, if we would only sow this grain of mustard seed, of faith, this mustard seed in our minds in such a way that it will grow into a great tree of knowledge and through the full height of understanding be raised toward the sky, that it will spread out into all the branches of the sciences, that it will burn or tingling burn for us with all the heart of its seed. Brothers and sisters, do you pray every day? Do you take time with God every day? This is what develops when you do, really. If we would only sow this grain of mustard seed in our minds in such a way that it will grow into a great tree of knowledge and through the full height of understanding be raised toward the sky and will spread out into all the branches of all the sciences. Think of that. It begins with daily prayer. It begins with acknowledge I am baptized. I am a child of God. Of whatever age you are, I am a child of God. I want to belong to God more, and I want His grace and His blessing. That's what I want, because when we have His grace and His blessing, we can overcome a lot of limitations in a certain sense. The bad effects sometimes of limitations. God will bless us if we turn to Him. But honestly, brothers and sisters, what's really involved is that we're giving Him some time of every day. And you say, I can. I remember a man driving his youngster, just a few years ago, he was driving his youngster, a little boy, to first grade every morning. And I think I mentioned this to you once before, but it's stayed with me in my mind. His child was in a school right across the street from his dad's office. So the father was able to get him right there in the classroom. And he said, he loved that. And he said, then we found your program, so we listened to it. And he said, my goodness, here he was 6 years old, but he was really listening. And I thought, isn't that beautiful, you know, that he makes it available to the children? That's such a wonderful father who was giving him that. Brothers and sisters, that's what helps to plant the seed in our hearts. Sometimes we're adults before we get it, but the seed can still be planted in our hearts. If our hearts are clean, they can be planted with God's word, and God's word has the power to change us. As the text says, the kingdom of God is like a grain of mustard seed, because the kingdom is brought by a word from heaven, is received through hearing, is sown by faith, and it takes root through belief. Brothers and sisters, please draw closer to God. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.